You know, we've been asking you to tell us about your sibling relationships. We went out on the streets and also called out to our fans on Facebook. 1,800 people responded, and here is some of what they told us.
I'm the youngest of two.
I'm the seventh of eight.
I have one brother and I have two sisters.
There are six of us. We all grew up in the same household. We don't call each other half-siblings. We call each other siblings.
Someone at school was picking on me as we were, like, walking home. There were kids behind us, like, teasing us. And my sister turned around and punched this girl in her face and knocked out her baby tooth. One of her, like, baby teeth were loose.
The day I came home from the hospital, we have this picture of my brother, the one that was the youngest. And he is so, his look is so black and stormy. He was so mad. If he's recalling something from his childhood, he'll say, oh, but that was before you ruined everything.
When it comes to my brother, it was, I guess it was kind of rivalry with me and the girls, too. Some of the ones that I liked, he ended up having. I was cute, but he was fine.
I remember walking into the living room and they were filming, you know, like a ninja movie and decapitating my Barbie.
Because the rest of my family is Caucasian and I'm Korean, there wasn't any secrecy ever surrounding my adoption. It never has been an issue of me feeling abandoned or feeling unwanted or less loved. I feel incredibly lucky to have been a part of the family that I belong to.
I have two younger sisters, and they are 17 and 18, and they're hitting me up for money now.
It seems like we're close. We get along really well, but we don't get into the nitty-gritty things of life. It's just like, oh, how are things going? Things are good. This is what I'm doing right now.
We could have had an amazing relationship for the last 20 or 30 years, and we haven't, and it feels like a loss. It feels like a loss, even though we never really had anything to lose.
It was actually, I want to say, seventh grade, and it was time for me to take pictures, school pictures. Well, my mom didn't have the money, so we weren't going to get my pictures, and I really wanted pictures because I wanted to give everybody a picture. My sister was like maybe 16, 17. She worked hard at McDonald's, you know, making minimum wage, and she went into her bank account and bought me my pictures. And I mean, that was, you know, that touched me.
It was a situation where there was never enough money. And a stepfather that was in the house that was physically abusive and definitely emotionally abusive. So you're in the trenches together, and you have these strong bonds, but then when you get out of it, maybe you don't want to see each other so much anymore because it makes you think of all the bad times. In spite of the fact that we go years without talking, I hope they know that I love them and that I wish we did speak more. I wish we were closer.
That's Kelly Garcia from Texas with Ray Walker and Kevin Gerard Lewis of Maryland, Myra Caesar and Lisa Morin from Virginia.
Lane Jakob and Montrose called us from Oregon, Hillary Wall from California, Paul Currington was in Washington, Beck Anderson in New York, and Heather Ackerberg spoke with us from Nebraska.
And you can see a video with family snapshots on our website.
You can also share your own sibling stories at Twitter. Find us at Morning Edition or at NPR Inskeep and tag your tweets, #SiblingStories. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.